I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very happy Labor Day to you. A holiday Monday. It is the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. I'm Ron Cook in for the guys today. Have the day off. I'll be with you all morning. Jim Colony will be in here as well with the updates. Matt Cole behind the glass. A couple of us got stuck working, but that's okay. At least from my standpoint, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing than talking sports with you. And we got a lot going on, but first of all, it's a holiday. Lucky you if you're off today. Maybe you're up already or used to getting up early, that first cup of coffee. Thank you for having your radio tuned in to 93.7 The Fan. Maybe you are working today. You're out and about already. Hope you make the best of the day. This is my least favorite holiday of the year, because it means the unofficial end of summer. Now, I'm as delighted as anybody to see football season get here, but I hate the fact that summer is coming to an end, and this is really the unofficial end of it. As I said, the 4th of July is always my favorite holiday. I'm a Speedo, flip-flops, pool guy. That's my favorite holiday, but Labor Day, not so much, because it means the end of summer. Jim Colony joining me in studio now, Jim. And I was just saying, I love the 4th of July, the Labor Day, not so much, even though I'm glad football is here.
Yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of extra stuff. And, of course, it figures now there's some football and the Pirates, you know, start playing well. But, you know, here's something. I want to run this by you. You were saying something about what you like the 4th of July as well.
It's my favorite holiday.
That's your favorite?
It's my favorite. Labor Day is my least favorite holiday of the year.
Well, I guess it's fairly well known, since my personal life is out there for everybody to
evaluate.
Yeah.
Scrutinize.
To my colleagues that aren't here right now. But we have a 4th of July party or party.
No, I've been to it.
You have. Around the 4th. Sometimes it's not on the 4th. It depends on when the holiday falls. Linda brought up this weekend, and this year it was like Woodstock. I mean, 50th anniversary of Woodstock, if people have seen, the even young people.
1969 was a big year. We landed on the moon.
Yeah.
Joe Namath beat the Colts. The Miracle Mets.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
And Woodstock. Continue.
Yeah, and, well, yes. And she brought up that maybe Labor Day, we had so much rain on the 4th of July this year, and we've had weather have been issues, not necessarily on that day, but making everything too wet around the 4th. And so now she's brought up the idea of having our annual gathering on Labor Day weekend instead.
May rain today, though.
What do you
too.
Think? Well, that's true. It did rain last night.
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned that, because I want to, before I ask you what you're going to do for Labor Day. Now, you talk about your personal life is out there, right?
Yeah.
It's well scrutinized.
Sure.
You're known as a deep sleeper, if I'm correct. Is that true? Are you a deep sleeper?
I guess.
I think Joe Starkey has some proof of this.
Oh.
Hit it, Matt.
Man,
listen closely. Okay, so you're a snorer.
Yes.
I get it. I don't know if I am. I don't live with somebody, so I don't know. But I just want to know, did you hear that storm last night? If you told me you slept through it, I'll really know you're a deep sleeper.
Well, Ron, I mean, we're the same age, basically. And I have to get up every couple of hours. So I don't, I mean, I sleep soundly, but
then you get
there are things I have to do usually every 2 or 3 hours.
I got hit twice. Did you get hit twice? Like I went to tried to go to bed early last night, about 10 o'clock, 10:30. It sounded like my house was coming apart. Then it got real quiet, and then again about 12 or 12:30, the same thing. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. No, the thunder lightning didn't bother me. That just I would wake up every now and again, and it was raining pretty hard.
Well, I got to tell you a story. This is how stupid I am. This is the second storm. I'm laying there listening to it, and I love the sound of rain.
I do too.
I love it's so comforting to me. I'm not a good sleeper, but it actually helps me a little bit when I hear it. The lightning and thunder I can do without. But the second go around about 12:30 yesterday, I try to walk every day for an hour. I wear a hoodie, like a Bill Belichick type hoodie. It says Grumpy on the front. My kid got it from Disney, so it fits
of
me, of course. So, and I mean, I sweat heavily. So I did my laundry yesterday, and I like to have this air dry. I had it in the dryer for a while, and I was going to put it out on my little – I have a little tiny balcony, and it was almost completely dry from the dryer. I don't like to keep it in that long. I don't want it to shrink. So I put it outside on a chair. And the first storm, of course, when I come home last night, I forgot about it. I forget everything. I come home last night. I forget about it. I go to bed. The first round, the storms come through. And then the second one, and I'm laying there, and I'm thinking, my hoodie's outside. Maybe. It might be blown away, okay? So I get up. I go to the door. I should have known. I could hardly get the door open because the wind was, like, pushing the door closed.
Really?
I open the door, and I get hit with a wall of water. I had to towel off at, like, 12:30 in the morning. I did manage. It was still on the back of the chair. I brought it in. I take it across my house, dripping the whole way, but I got a sea of water hit me as I opened the door.
Wow.
That's not a very nice way to spend the night.
It's
so I had
like
to towel
splash
off.
Of water
I almost
to wake
jumped
up.
In the shower to start over again. But that's where my mind is, so I forgot.
We had to put it back in the dryer.
So now it's totally soaked.
We didn't put it back in the dryer?
I don't know.
Or put it in the wash for the spin cycle?
Put it on top of the washer. So
it'll dry out eventually.
It'll dry out eventually, but I want to walk when I go home this morning. But I don't know. I have to. I wear it when it's 90. When it's 100, I still wear it. I'd like to sweat when I walk. So, what do you got planned for? What do you got planned for Labor Day?
Well, I'm here for the next 7 hours. So there's that.
7 hours up till 1.
Well, no, 6 hours, I guess. I've already been here for a couple. But the boys are visiting, so that's good. And we're planning on playing golf.
Weather's iffy. It says
I know.
Chance. Oh, of course, it's always chance.
But. Well, plus the residual effect of the rain. There's been so much. Although lately, here's what's happened in our yard, too, is that it goes from one extreme to the other, where it's so wet that you can't walk out there in the backyard.
Without
and then it dries out so that it's like the soil has cracks in it because it's so dry. And so now it'll go back to the other extreme of just ridiculously wet, and then before you know it, it'll be
that was quite a rainstorm last night.
Yeah, it was, and I agree about the. I do like the rain, as long as you're inside. That's what it is that you feel right. But you feel secure, right? It's raining outside, but you're nice and tucked
in
your bed,
and door, and the water comes in.
Right, and well, the other thing is now you can have our windows are open now. We don't have to have the air conditioning on, which we had to, it seemed like, 3 months straight. And I do like it better with the windows open.
I hope your windows weren't open last night with this rain.
Well, they were open a little bit. I had them cracked pretty low. I didn't see how, when I got up this morning, I didn't even notice
how
open
they were. What's the story with you talk about your yard? I mean, you have a new mower now, right? How's that working out for you?
It's okay.
And do you still have to cut? Usually at this time of the year, it's like crabgrass, but
yes, no, it's terrible. It's because our yard is still feeling the effects of the party, the 4th of July, the day that it
tore it up.
Because there are people outside and everything else. So some of the lawn is growing, some of it isn't. And so there's hardly, I had to mow this weekend, but there was hardly, and did hardly collected any grass. So there's that. Very exciting stuff.
Well, I'm going to I've been invited nicely to a cookout at my friends Dom and Patty Lombardo. You hear me talk about Domenico's restaurant.
Yeah.
They own it, and they're kind enough to invite me over today for a little. They have a little pool, and a really nice pool in their backyard.
So you'll be wearing the Speedo.
I'm going to wear the Speedo, absolutely. But I'm worried about the weather, too. But they're such a nice family, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you can cook out and eat in.
I just hope the weather holds up. We got a lot of ground to cover sports-wise today, Jim. Obviously.
Yeah,
Steelers in the big news. I guess Joe Hayden, you're going to have all the details coming up at 6 o'clock, a new contract for Joe Haden.
I think we all saw that one coming. I don't think it's. I always thought it was only a matter of time until it would get done, and it did. And there are some other guys out there that they could re-sign. Some couple they probably don't want to re-sign, and then one there's one that's kind of iffy. There were two.
Well, two now are Hargrave and Sean Davis,
yes,
right?
Those are the two that I would think that they wouldn't mind re-upping, but they're both interesting calls, and it depends on how affordable they are, and the jury's still out on Davis. I mean, I think he's a solid player.
I don't know how
player.
Healthy he is right now going into the season either.
Yeah, I mean, he's a solid player, but I don't know that he's that, you know, he's
a lock him
not
up
a first
second contract
pick.
Type of guy.
Yeah, but then who do they have behind him? That's the other part of it.
Well, they got a lot of guys. I don't know how good they are. They got a lot of depth back there, a lot of people. What, they keep 10 DBs, I believe?
Yes, and a lot of that is predicated on who
special
can cover
teams.
Kicks and all that kind of stuff. But then a bunch of those guys aren't going to be active. It's funny, and it is true. I mean, it's significant who makes it and who doesn't. But then it comes to the next phase, which is Sunday night when they have to deactivate a bunch of guys. And like two offensive linemen will be deactivated, maybe a young defensive lineman. But then after that, the third quarterback, of course. But then that's where the competition is, and Danny Smith actually gets to make that call, I think, in a lot of instances as to who's active on game day.
As we proceed here, I want to get your take on some of the moves over the weekend. It was pretty quiet cut-down day, right? Nothing really stood out. I guess Eli Rogers probably was the biggest name, the most familiar name to be cut.
He's got a little bit of a track record, but I think we all agree that he and Switzer are the same guy.
Yeah.
They really are. They're the same player. So you don't really need two of those guys. Only one of them was going to make it. I was a little surprised that they cut the Holton.
Yeah, me too. And I don't think he signed with anybody, did he yet?
I didn't.
I have not seen. Now, Joe Kopp, my producer in the midday show, sent Starkey, and I note that, you know, Starkey was lobbying for Deontay Spencer to make the team. And according to Kopp, the Broncos signed Spencer. I did not see that, but that's what he tells me. Holton, I have not heard anything from.
No, I was intrigued by him, and he caught a touchdown in that last game. He's real fast, and he seems like somebody you could work with. And he was different than Rodgers. He's taller,
right?
And he's faster. So I thought that's interesting that no other team would pick him up.
I haven't seen it yet. Maybe somebody has.
A bunch of teams have claimed. Miami claimed like five different guys.
Oh, we're gonna talk about Miami. You talk about a tank mode. My buddy Dave Hyde writes down there for the Sun Sentinel, and he wrote 0-16 guaranteed. They've traded away everybody. Real quickly before I go to a break, you did see what happened to Duck Dynasty, right? Devlin Hodges committed to the XFL 2020.
All the former Steeler quarterbacks.
Going to be in the XFL next year, Devlin Hodges. He had a nice little run here, made a little news,
okay. Especially
with that duck call of his. Missy Matthews, Steelers.com, we actually got him down by the river to do
that.
I didn't see any ducks land on him, but
she was wearing camo and everything.
I did see that.
Was just it was. I had to send her a congratulatory text on the camo. It was pretty good.
All right, we're just getting started. Jim's got an update coming up here momentarily. We got a lot of ground to cover. I was at the Pitt football game, sadly, on Saturday night. We'll talk about that. The Pirates are on a little bit of a roll. Certainly a too little, too late kind of role. The Steelers, a lot of NFL news. We got a college football, not just Pitt getting started. We got a lot of ground to cover between now and 10 o'clock, and it is the start of a new day. It's brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.